Now, welcome Kirsty, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Although my voice is going a little bit.
So, yeah, me too.
So we're all croaking away, aren't we?
Yeah, croaking baddies.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter from... You're not from Essex, are you?
No, from Kent.
From Kent, whereabouts?
Well, originally Gravesend, but I live in Tunbridge Wells now.
Okay.
So I've upgraded slightly.
You've moved up. And we're also joined by, who's going to be playing acoustic guitar, of course, is Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you from Kent?
Yeah, I am.
No, he's not. He's from Cornwall.
Cornwall. Oh, Cornwall. Where do they make the pasties?
Yeah. I love pasties.
Now, Kirsty, is that your actual name or is that short for anything else?
No, that's my actual name.
That's your name,
yeah,
Kirsty.
I did think for a while about maybe changing it up a bit to something crazy like, I don't know, apple or pear or something, but I decided
it's
to
a bit fruity, isn't it?
To stay with Kirsty. Yeah,
that's a lovely name. You got it, and of course you got it.
That I know. I've got my sponsor,
the necklace, which is really good because if I'd have forgotten, there it is.
You can see, yeah, Miss Holly's Boutique. She's my sponsor, so
she got it all
made
there.
Me a necklace in case I forget.
Exactly. And it's made because obviously they can't see it's on radio, but it's made. It's Scrabble pieces, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
what
Scrabble
a good
pieces.
Idea.
The only problem is if you look in the mirror and you forget, obviously it's backwards, so
yes.
You like, can't quite work it out. But
no. Yeah. I wonder. I was just thinking. Do you know what? I wonder how many names you could make out of a Scrabble set before you run out of. You eventually would run out of pieces, wouldn't you? So you'd be probably left with the odd ones.
The challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be the X and the Z that would be tricky, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We'd have to work out whose name's got the most points as well. So, what do you make of Brentwood? It's your first time in Brentwood?
It is, yeah. Well, Adam got lost here once, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I've been once to pick up some golf clubs.
but it's nice. We went past the Sugar Hut. Yeah. Didn't we? Which was quite nice.
Oh, the only way is Essex.
Yeah.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, we used to. We haven't seen as much of it lately.
So it's series 11 now we're on.
Is it? That's mental.
We watched it religiously when Mark Wright was on it.
Yeah, we do like Mark Wright, yeah.
I've done three series on that, DJing.
Really? That's cool.
Oh, awesome.
It's quite funny, but it's changed now, isn't it? All those originals are gone, aren't they? Mostly
yeah.
New people.
It's not
but,
as good as it used to.
But I must say, but if you drive around, if you've come into Brentwood, you'll see they do towy tours. And they drive around and they go to the cafe bits and they go this way, they film that, and they all go to the shops. Bit bizarre, really. Right, let's get to the music. Now, how would you describe your musical genre?
Well, we were talking about this in the car, and Adam's decided it's rock hop.
Rock hop?
Yeah, because it's not really pop, it's a bit more rocky, but then it's got some sort of hip-hop elements, so we're going for rock hop.
Rock hop, you've just invented a new genre,
yes.
Haven't you? Rock hop.
That's what we've decided, because that's a tricky question, everyone always asks that, who do you sound like, so that's my new answer, rock hop.
R and H?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about your musical journey, what made you jump into music at such a young age?
I used to be a session singer, so I used to do advert jingles and stuff, and I carried on with that, then I studied music at A level and then degree level, and tried to get a normal job and decided that I didn't like it very much, so just bought myself a little studio and met Adam, who's an amazing producer, and then we just sort of went from there.
Okay. So you, have you got an EP out at the moment? Is something you're working on, an EP or an album?
Yeah, we had an acoustic EP last year called The Sunshine Sessions, which is still on iTunes, but we're going for a more sort of full sound with this whole rock hop thing. Mm. So we've just finished the first track from that, which is Take My Breath Away, and we're hoping to get that out in 2 months, maybe?
Yeah.
Two sort of months, hopefully.
And we played a track earlier on, which was called A Million Pieces.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, that was written by a guy called Cadian, who is a really good producer, and he basically wanted to get back into the music industry and release some new stuff. And he got in contact with me and just said, do you fancy coming along and singing on this track, A Million Little Pieces? And that version is actually the funk version. It's like a reworked one.
Yeah.
But you can get them all on iTunes there.
He's really
a really good,
good
guy, yeah.
Going on the rock hop, staying on that subject, so who would you say influences your music then? Because you've obviously got two different types of, two totally different types of musical genre there.
Well, I mean, my first EP that I did back in 2011, No Exit, was really influenced by Rihanna and her Rated R album, because what I love about that is it's really sort of, I quite like intense music with big beats and but also quite melodic at the same
time.
That's
not music intense.
No, no.
not like camping music.
No. I don't know, just like that gives you that sort of feeling, that vibe. But I like really sort of more American soul singers and like Jasmine Sullivan. And,
yeah, fantastic.
But I like to mix that with more hip-hop beats like Rihanna does. I suppose she's my biggest influence, really. So I'll try and be the British version, but yeah. K-Rob style.
She's a fantastic singer, isn't she?
Yeah, she's amazing, yeah.
I've got a picture of her on my Twitter. Did you look? Next time you look.
I did, actually, yeah. I was very very jealous about that. Yeah. I'd like to meet Rihanna.
Met her backstage at the O2 Arena. She's lovely, she is.
Yeah, I can imagine she's nice.
But she's a lot taller than me, so I kind of look like a little midget standing there.
Oh, really?
That's where you had a big smile on my face, like Wallace and Gromit, I was like.
When you meet her, are you just like... Does she just give up this big, like, aura? Is she just, like, a star?
Adam, I thought I was answering the questions.
Sorry.
Well, Kirstie, thank you very much for asking that question. It was great meeting. Yeah, she was really... she was quite chatty.
That's nice.
They came off stage, and you have to wait quite a while to get changed and chill out. And but on the day, she had these massive heels on.
Right.
And, of course, she was standing there, and she was literally towering above me. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, girl, that's going to look... You know, we're having a photo taken. I said, I'm going to look so small. And she kind of bent down, grabbed, put her arm around me. I went, come here. She went, and they took the photo. And of course, you don't see the photo because it's on memory stick, so they don't get it for us straight away. So I never knew what it was going to come out like until I actually opened it up. And I thought it made for a great picture. Do you want to ask me anything else? Was that it?
Maybe later.
Now we're going to do a live song, which I'm looking forward to, because you weren't too sure if you were going to sing because your voice, but you are going to belt.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
It might be a bit nasal, but
that's all right.
It'd be all right. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the first song you're going to do?
We're going to do a track called... Well, we haven't actually got a name for it, but we're going to call it Me and You for now. And this is completely new, so it's exclusive.
Okay, fantastic. Take it away when you're ready. Fantastic. Absolutely. And great vocals, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish I sounded like that with a croaky voice. Absolutely great. And well done to Adam as well on acoustics there. And that song is going to be possibly going to be called Me and You.
Yeah, well, we wrote it randomly, just like in the living room, as you do.
Yeah.
And then we thought, well, what are we going to call it? And it just, I think Me and You might stick, I reckon.
Yeah.
We did go for Big Feets, Little Feets, but we thought maybe that was a bit too indie. So we go, Me and You's a bit more.
Easy to say as well, isn't it? And coming up is Big Feets and Little Feets. Big Feet, Little Feet.
Yeah.
You couldn't say it really quick, could you?
No.
If you could, collaborate with another artist.
Yeah.
This is one of those questions I was going to tell you about. I was going to throw in.
No.
So if you could collaborate with an artist, not necessarily, they don't have to be famous, but they can either be famous or past or present.
Yeah.
Who would you go for?
Probably somebody that would outsing me, but I wouldn't care, like Jennifer Hudson, or just some like Jasmine Sullivan, although I do like Jessie J. I do like her. It would be a female duet, I reckon. I'm going to go for Jennifer Hudson because she's got so much soul.
Yeah, I like both. Jessie J, she's got a new single out at the moment. It's weird because she's not on The Voice now, is she?
No.
So she's taking a bit of a... She's writing a new
busy
album.
Yeah.
Over in the States.
I've seen her live about 10 times. She's so good.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah,
great
she's
vocalist.
Amazing.
Now, are you gigging at the moment? You're gigging, aren't
you?
Tell us about some of that.
Well, I had about 4 months off because we went mental last year, went on tour, and we supported The Darkness in Cornwall.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing.
I love The Darkness.
Yeah, so good.
Justin, isn't it?
Yeah, he is just crazy. Like,
I see him on the... years and years and years ago, they supported Robbie Williams at Nebworth.
Right.
And I remember watching them, and I thought, this band's going to be massive.
Yeah,
and about
so
6 months
good
later, they just hit the big time before they, kind of calmed down a bit.
Yeah, so that was amazing. And then we've literally just sort of started off kicking off some more gigs. So we're playing the Troubadour in London the 15th of April, which should be a good one, and also the Bedford in Balham on the 20th of May. So they're like the big gigs we're working towards at the minute, hoping to have all the new stuff finished by then, and trying to put a bigger band together so that we can go and play some more festivals this year. And but the plan is to get over to America at some point, because I desperately want to play in like New York and LA, just for the crack, basically.
Absolutely. When you sing at the gigs, do you have at the moment, do you take a mini band with you? Is that how it works?
Normally it's just me and Adam. So and sometimes we have a cajon player. We used to have a keys player, didn't we? But he's left us now. But also what we do is, when we do big live sets, like when we played with The Darkness last year, we have like a production backing track, and then Adam is like an amazing electric guitarist. So he like noodles over the top, which is really cool. But then he tries to outdo me, which is not so cool.
We got to get one of those necklaces as well with Adam written on it to match.
Adam.
No, but you also play keyboards as well, don't you?
Yeah, I can play keys. I've only learnt in the last year, but I basically just wanted to get to a point where I could write music by myself and also accompany myself. So I'm not by any means great, but I can play.
Okay.
I tried to learn guitar, but it didn't work.
I play a little bit of guitar.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, only a little.
I just can't get the finger bits and the pain. I can't get past the pain.
Yeah, well, they toughen up eventually. What's are you keen to play? You were talking about doing gigs in London. Is it the London scene that you're really interested in? Is that what you want to do? Is it more clubs that you're trying to play in?
It's sort of everything, really. I mean, I pretty much play wherever the wind takes me, but London does tend to be quite a nice crowd, so especially when you're sort of starting out building a following, London's quite a nice place because so many music lovers there, they're quite willing to take on all different genres and stuff. I mean, our local music scene's pretty good as well. We play in a place called the Grey Lady, which is a jazz lounge, really, but it's a lovely acoustic, like candlelight scene. But yeah, pretty much anywhere. I mean, last year we played Aldershot, we played in Cornwall, we played loads of places.
And you said you're talking about festivals. Do you do many festivals? Do you like festivals?
Yeah, again, as an unsigned artist, it's quite hard to get on. Can't get on anything major. Obviously, V Fest would be nice. But we played a few things like Tentertainment last year, Lou Festival.
Oh, that's cool.
Aldershot Music Day again, just some small ones, just to, I mean, we just like to get out in the sun and sing some songs.
Well, it's always worth checking out the websites for instance, Glastonbury have a competition where bands can win chances of playing on stage every year, so you have unsigned bands on there. Something to look for next year, possibly, if you go on and
if I'm feeling brave.
You've got to be in it to win it, as they say.
You have, yeah.
You've got to be in it to win it.
I've got a song with that lyric in, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, definitely. No, I totally agree.
Right, we're going to do another track. What are you doing for your second track?
We have got a cover. Should we do the cover?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the cover.
Let's do the cover.
It's a Riri
song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, yes, we'll have some of that.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Yeah, We Found Love.
Oh, I love that song.
So we played the Foodies Festivals last year. Have you ever been to them?
No.
Well, they're really good, actually. You should go. It's just like... fields full of food and music and booze.
I want to go now.
Yeah, you should.
Can I open early?
Yeah. And we did this last year for that, didn't we? So
yeah, we did.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, when you're ready, take it away. As well, you've got a great voice.
Oh, thank
really
you very
a
much.
Fantastic voice.
That's nice.
Do you change arrangements yourself? Is that something you work together as trying to slightly move them from the originals?
And do our own sort of spin on it, don't we? I always like to chuck some random ad libs and bits and pieces in and change it up a little bit so it's not exactly the same. But it's a great song anyway, though.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stage?
Oh, my God. On stage, I can tell you...
Anyway, really. Within reason.
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me, actually, I did play a gig recently, and I told the people about this, but I had some new trousers, new pair of jeans from quite expensive place, and I was like, went to.
I got these jeans from an expensive place.
Yes, exactly.
I'm thinking of a song coming in here.
Yeah, it would be a sad song. Anyway, cut long story short, I got out my car, went round Marks and Spencer's, did my shopping, stood in the queue, people behind me in the queue, blah blah blah, and then walking up the road, and this woman comes running after me. She's like, "You split your trousers! You split your trousers!" I was like, "Pardon?" She's like, "You split your trousers right up the back," but I hadn't actually split them. They were just a dodgy pair, and they completely come away at the scene, and at the seam, sorry. And I'd accidentally exposed my bum to the world.
To the world.
And it was not. It was not good.
No.
Not good at all.
You get there's a massive line of men following you.
There was a guy right behind me, and he didn't tell me.
I know, I don't know if you could, excuse me, it'd be hard for a man to say, excuse me, your trousers are ripped. But
yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh.
I wasn't very happy. I walked in there, and I was like, right, I've got to have some new trousers, please.
What's you've done some videos for some of your songs. Have you done videos?
Well, not music videos, no. We've done lots of, we did Live in the Living Room, which was recordings of our original music, and loads of YouTube covers. But I really want to do a video. It's one of our plans, isn't it, for this year?
Yeah, definitely.
And we're really hoping to get, once the EP's done, pick a single and get a video done for it.
Because you've got, just quickly run through your media sites, because you have a website.
Yeah.
Which is kirstyrobinson.com, I believe.
kirsty-robinson.com it is. But mm-hmm. I've got a brand new site coming up this week.
Okay.
Which is mega. Designed by A. Ferguson Design.
That's
so
cool. Is that going to be on the same domain name?
It's going to be the same domain, yep. www.kirsty-robinson.com.
Okay. Twitter, you're on... Kirsty Robinson, isn't it?
Yeah, at Kirsty Robinson, yeah.
And I know you've got Facebook as well.
Facebook is, / Kirsty Robinson Official.
Yes. So you're quite easy to find.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you write your own material.
Yeah.
So let's just quickly run through that, because although I did break into a few lyrics earlier on, as a non-writer of music, I always ask the question on how people, you know, write the songs. It always amazes me. So for yourself, do you start with the lyrics first? Does Adam do something on the guitar and you try and put the lyrics to the track, so to speak? How does it work for you?
It always is completely random, isn't it? Like, sometimes I'll write a top line just a cappella, so I'll have the key in the melody and stuff, and I'll take it to Adam and he'll put music to it. And other times he'll have done, because he's a producer, he'll have done a really good beat, and I'll just sit down. And the way that I know if the music is right for me is if I can sing something just straight away, I know that it's my sort of style. If I struggle, I won't force it, really. But I tend to just write from experience. I'm not very good at I couldn't just be given a song and be like, right, sing this. I have to sort of be connected to the lyrics.
Yeah.
So I just write about things.
And did you draw off, you know, things that have happened? I mean, I was chatting to a guest the other day, and she was written quite a few about her ex and things like that. And is that something you do, or do you try and keep steer away from?
I try to always write a song that someone somewhere can relate to. So, like, my first EP, my parents died when I was 12, and it was quite a nice way, without being really, like, pessimistic, it was quite a nice way to get some emotions out. I'm not very good at, like, happy love songs, but, I mean, Me and You is a love song, but it's in a... in a Kirsty sort of ism, like in a Kirsty way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just try to think, right, one person, if they can relate to this song and they understand it, then that's cool. But I mean, like Adele, she just writes all about her ex-boyfriend, doesn't she?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But I don't know if I'd struggle to find... There's not a lot to write about my ex-boyfriends, yeah. It'd be a very boring song, I think.
But it's nice to draw on things that that have happened and put them into your song. I suppose it makes the song...
Real,
personal, and also... Well, personal to yourself as well, because you actually know what the song's about, even if people are listening to it, don't always grasp the whole meaning of the song.
It's so much easier to put emotion, and I think that's really important, because you can be a singer and just sing in tune, but then you can also be a singer that tells a story, and then when you really connect with those lyrics, it's so much easier to colour your vocal, you know, more interestingly, I suppose.
But You're unsigned, as you were saying earlier on. What are you doing to try and change that? Is it something that you've... is it high on the agenda, or you're not fussed? Well, when it comes, it doesn't, so to speak.
A bit like that, yeah. I mean, obviously, it would be lovely to be picked up by a big label and stuff, but my main priority last year was to get more confident performing, which I did, because I used to suffer with terrible nerves, which was holding me back. So that was last year's goal. This year's goal is just to sort of work on the new sound, get the EP out, and always just to try and expand the following and get the music out to more people and just gig and have fun, really, because it gets to, if you focus on it too much, it gets to a point where it's not enjoyable anymore, because you're doing it for all of these reasons rather than the most important one, which is it to enjoy it and write music that you like singing and stuff. So yeah, label would be fab, and if it comes along, fantastic. And I will, you know, try and get my music out there to
and it is important for people out there who are starting bands or starting along the path of singing, that the whole reason to get into it is because you enjoy it, and more than the people who want to sing for fame. I often get people, you see them on TV saying, oh, all I want to do is be a singer, and which is really quite simple. If you start singing and just go to some pubs, you can actually you can get into the music scene quite easily.
Exactly.
But you can't just walk into a stadium and it doesn't. These things don't work like that. You have to grind it.
You do have to work really hard. Yeah. I mean, I was always sang since I was like 11, and like I said, I then went into advert work, and so I was still singing.
Advert work. What's that?
I did like jingles for radio and TV adverts.
All right.
That sort of saw me through.
Like Phoenix FM.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Not as bad as that, hopefully.
That was good. And
take one.
Yeah, that was so good. I've lost my train of thought now.
Jingles.
Yeah, so I did the jingle stuff, and then decided to just get out there and do my own music. But it is hard because there's so much competition, so you really have to fight even for slots on small showcases, or you have to prove yourself, and I think you have to prove that you're willing to work hard, because it can be quite easy to sort of flit in and out of it. But it's whatever works for you. Some people like to just do it part time, and the great thing about it now is it's so easy to record your own stuff, put it out there, people can buy it. You don't really need any more than, you know, obviously you've got to earn the money to do that, but it's easy. You can get gigs and everything.
Yeah, recording. I mean, the technology now means you can actually set up little studios in your bedroom, and you know, promote or do music in a quite high caliber. I mean, you don't need to go to a big recording studio to be able to.
Not really.
To knock up a tune.
I've got a music tech degree, so
So I was going to ask you about that. You are a mixing engineer.
Yeah.
What is that?
Mixing engineer is
I know what it is, but what is it for the people that don't understand?
Oh, okay. So it's basically taking the different parts of a song, like the instrumental parts and the vocal part, and making it into what you would hear on the radio. So putting it all in its own frequency.
The full production version.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So that's what I studied at uni. So I do a bit of that freelance for Adam's company, A. Ferguson Music.
That's good.
Which is fun, yeah. And then obviously get to co-mix all my own stuff. So I've got so much control over what I do. Whereas if I was, you know, if I didn't study that, I might not have quite so much control.
And Adam, your company, what's that? It's a music company, as in?
Yeah, it's a music production company. They focus on music. We've got a little studio in Tunbridge Wells, and just basically produce instrumentals, full tracks, EPs, albums for unsigned and signed artists.
Oh, that's good. You'll have to leave us your card.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to do another song.
Yeah, so our last one.
Our last one, yeah. Which one have you picked out?
Right, this is a track called Don't Give Up On Me, and it's a ballad, basically. And this I wrote because I owed Adam a big apology.
Listen to those lyrics there.
Yeah, so it's quite deep, this, but it sort of took that idea and ran with it. So.
Okay.
And this will be on the new EP as well.
Lovely. Okay, when you're ready.
There's something about you that drives me wild. Something about you that takes me down.
like the little laugh at the end. Fantastic. Did it work, the song?
Yeah, it did actually. We had to play a gig in the evening, so I was like, right, let's play this new song. And then he didn't have any choice. He had to forgive me. I had gone to a lot of effort to write a song. So.
It's a lovely song. Beautiful
song.
Thank
you. Yeah, it's the full production is nice because it's a bit sort of Drake style, the beat, so it's got that hip-hop element again, but I like it because it's quite haunting. I like the I like it.
Yeah,
hopefully other people like it.
I'm sure they will. It's a fantastic song. Quite a few of the bands that come in, we end up getting onto the subject of reality TV, which we was earlier on a little bit. Is it something you'd look at? I mean, being as the fact that nowadays they tend to pick a lot of this off the sites, they find your sites, they find so you might get a phone call rather than have to actually audition, and they say, look, we want you to come on to The Voice, Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, whatever. Is it something you'd look at doing?
Probably not now, no. I mean, I did actually audition for X Factor a long time ago when I was at school, and it was a nice experience at the time, but now that I work, you know, write my own stuff, and I've worked quite hard to build a brand almost, I probably wouldn't, because the thing is that if they like you, great. If they don't, it can be quite devastating to all the work you've put in. I mean, I applied and did a video for something called Launching People. Don't know if you've heard of that. It's with Samsung.
No.
And that is sort of reality TV. Basically, you had to pitch a project. So my project was to put on a massive, massive show. Because, obviously, like I said earlier, I've been working on confidence and stuff. And they pick one of you. But it's on TV. It's on Sky. So for 3 weeks, you work with your mentor, which is Paloma Faith. So that sort of thing.
On the album, Matt.
Yeah, amazing. That what's that song? What's her new song?
The one that's in the charts. Don't you put me on the spot.
Oh, no. It's so good as well.
I'll look it up in a sec.
Yeah, look it up.
She's asking me questions again.
Oh, sorry.
Can you say that?
I get carried away.
I thought I was going to put her on the spot, and then she reversed me and put her on
the spot. It's so good, though. But, that sort of thing really interests me, because you've got so much to gain, because you learn a lot, and, I mean, obviously, whoever they pick will be great for them. But I'm not sure about the other stuff. I think I'd just sort of try to keep going by myself for a while and see how I get on.
Is that it would be hard to because if you don't want to do that type of music as well. If you've got all this lovely music, you don't really want to do an ABBA week, do you, so to speak?
No, I mean, it is a brilliant platform for a lot of people. Like, look at One Direction.
Can't rely on you.
That's it. It's great. It's a brilliant platform for a lot of people, like, you know, especially young people as well, that haven't necessarily got the opportunities to write their own stuff or record. But I just think it's either something you want to do or something that you'd maybe want to not do. We don't watch The X Factor, do we? But we do watch The Voice. Haven't seen a lot of it this year. No, obviously, I watched it when Jesse J was on it.
I kind of only like watching it when they see the chairs spinning. Once that bit is over, then I kind of lose interest in it after that. It then ceases to become The Voice, because it's not about The Voice. Then it's about image.
Yeah.
So it kind of... I'd like to see the whole thing judged... just purely on vocals, they didn't turn around. But I don't know if you could ever do that, because you do need to have some sort of, you need to, you know, interact with the crowd. It's not always just about having a great voice.
Well, yeah, and the problem with The Voice, actually, is that it doesn't work that well for, I don't think, for the younger people. Mm. Because, like, when I was 15, I had a voice that sort of exceeded my years, so it was a bit more impressive. Whereas, like, you get these 16-year-olds that go on there, and they've got these amazing voices, but they might think that they're, like, 35 in the chair, so it doesn't seem as quite as impressive.
Yeah.
Then when they turn around, they, like, kick themselves, because they realise that... Mm.
I had a lad, funny enough, on the show several months back. He opened the first series of this year. Ryan Green, played the keyboards.
Okay, cool, yeah.
And they didn't turn around. And when they turned around, they saw he was playing the keyboards and how young he was. And they were so close to pushing, but you know. But they did say, see you next year. So he's a good chance he'll go for it. Hopefully, we'll go on to bigger and better things. But it must be hard getting the knock back. You've got to get back out, kind of dust yourself down and go back.
That's the hardest thing, I think. And at the end of the day, it's only four people's opinion. So you've already done amazingly well to get to that point, because there's thousands of people that try. And just because four people don't turn doesn't mean that you're... That's the only thing to try and remember in this sort of industry is not to get upset because there's 1,000 people that say no and maybe only one person that says yes, but that's the important person. Yep. So,
So, last question for you, I suppose, today. And it's going to be one of those. Yeah, thanks for joining me. It's been
thanks for having us. It's great.
Fantastic tracks.
And the sun's shining and it's lovely.
And now I want to ask you if you could go on a dinner date, not romantically, just a dinner and a few glasses of wine or beers with anyone famous.
Yeah.
Past or present.
Yeah.
Who would you go for?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow.
Because. A few reasons.
I wouldn't I'll go to that one.
Yeah, because I just think it would be so amazing to meet her, and also I want to know what happened to her, really. But, yeah, amazing. Yeah, that's who I'd choose, Marilyn Monroe.
You'd want to know the ins and... Yeah, because it's very mysterious, wasn't it?
Very mysterious. But not just that, I just want to see what she's like. Like, if we put her in today's life, would she be like a rebel? I don't know, she probably would, wouldn't she, a bit?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that if you could bring someone back into the with the technology we've got now, I'm not saying bring them back from
Red Dwarf style.
You know, they would be in a world where we've got X Factor, you've got people becoming famous for doing different things, and probably a lot of people will struggle because obviously back then people weren't into such of them, the music, and it was a lot. It was different, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she was an icon and still is. So that that's who I'd choose.
Yes, I think I'm with you with that one. I love that answer.
Cool.
So before we wrap it up, let's just go through. If you want to get in touch with Kirsty and her music, you can find her on Facebook at
www.facebook.com/KirstyRobinsonOfficial.
Yeah. Twitter?
@ Kirsty Robinson.
And the new website is going to be on... the new website is on the... Kirsty Robson with the... What's it?
Kirsty and then that little line, the hyphen.
Hyphen, that's
but
the word.
It's Kirsty, KIRSTI, that's the way to remember it. Yeah. Robinson.com.
And you can find all the information there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for joining
us. Thank
show.
You so much
it's
for having us.
Pleasure.
It's been great.
I'm going to put a song on, then we'll do some photos. And do you know, I'm looking at the A-list, and there's a song on there which I don't think I've played. Peter Andre's got a new song out. Did you know that?
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, Peter Andre.
Yeah. Should we have a little listen?
On.
This is Peter Andre, track called Kid.